Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 55, which we taped on October 9th, 2012, in the Wheels Whalen studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Adam and I were joined by Molly Garzinski and Matt Wallstead. It was a fantastic episode. We had a lot of fun. Really goofy. Molly actually called in from New York City on Skype, so it's like having a female robot with us there. That was fun. But before we get to that episode, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing. You can find photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks like mic checks and games we play after the show. Check it out. Second, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter. We are at Buffer Podcast. So follow us, check out what we have to say. You'll get updates about the website, about iTunes, Stitcher, stuff like that. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. So more photos, more news, check it out. But now, on to episode 55 with Molly Garzinski and Matt Wallstead. Enjoy the show.
Anyway, where were we?
We were starting
wrapping
the episode.
Wrapping up the mic check and starting the episode.
So
let's start the episode.
Episode begun.
Molly, Matt, thank you for being on the show. Molly via Skype in New York City. Say hello so that people can figure out that you're the electronic-y sounding one.
Hello, people. I'm a robot.
There we go. Perfect.
Alternately, the one that's a girl.
Yes, that too.
Hot.
Yes. Also true.
I mean, I don't discriminate, so I didn't want to put it on her that she's a girl.
I hate to be considered robophobic, but personally, I resent having to share my mic time with a machine.
But you don't have to share your microphone with a machine, except for that it's plugged into a
machine. Looking at me.
And
do
only
with it, man. Equal rights for all.
I would say out of everyone here, you are dressed the classiest, so she's getting the best taste of what's going on in the studio versus post-work, undressed, did kind of hoodie, and then...
Dan's naked.
Yes, Katie just revealed that I'm naked.
For the first time, I put you all to shame.
Yes. Well, I mean,
got a tie and everything.
Yeah, exactly. That was the seal.
Dan doesn't like my sweater.
But yours, well, no, yours. His sweater trumps Katie's sweater.
Have you seen the back of this sweater?
Did you see the Argyle?
Have you seen the back of this sweater?
I haven't seen the back. I would like to see the back.
Producer Katie is showing us the back of her sweater, and it's cute. Oh,
it's a pretty nice back.
It's not Argyle though.
It's buttoned and it's hip and
it's buttoned.
Molly would call
It's, yes, Molly.
Continuing with our theme of the visual podcast.
It's pop.
Argyle.
Argyle is old.
Visual podcast.
Visual podcast.
That's what we're all about here.
Absolutely.
Look at this.
Holy crap, look at that over there.
I've never seen one of those before.
It's like when comedians have a very, it's like when you have like a really visual comedian and you listen to their CD and you're like, what?
I always, like, I think that's just a ploy so that you have to go see them. Because for that, like, there have been a number of times.
They say the same jokes.
Yeah, please say this exact joke so I can see what the hell he's talking about.
Personally,
the audience laughed really loud on that one.
Yeah, what did I miss?
I like visualizing it in my mind's eye.
Boring.
Yeah, good point.
Yawn.
I don't have an imagination anymore. TV killed that years ago. Thanks, yeah. TV and the internet.
TV also killed a radio star.
I heard that. I thought that was video.
Yeah, it was Betamax.
No. Betamax killed the video star.
Betamax just killed itself.
Murder-suicide.
It's true, actually. It did.
Oh, that's kind of sad. So, Molly, since you're technically streaming on this streaming podcast, what are you watching? What are you listening to right now? Like, what... Because I know you have Netflix. Do you do Pandora or any audio stuff?
Yes. What streaming services do you utilize?
What you got?
I utilize actually Spotify at work. pretty much every day now.
Do you do the build your own playlist thing or the Pandora radio thing?
No, I do the listen to albums that were just released for free thing.
Ah.
Ooh.
Good way to go.
Like the Ellie Goulding album came out today. The new Taylor Swift album came out today.
And they're available same day?
Yeah, they're available right away on Spotify. So what I really like doing is I'll listen to stuff all the way through on Spotify, and then I'll decide whether I want to procure said album for myself.
That's what I should be doing.
That's what I started using Spotify for, is do I actually want to spend money on this?
Exactly. And that way you can also find out if you just want to purchase single songs versus the whole album as well.
Right.
Right.
Try to be slightly less of a criminal.
Yep.
I have switched completely over from that high school, college, torrent, download, LimeWire, what have you,
right,
to legitimate purchases. But at the same time, that's just kind of money wasted because I was watching the Brack Show. And on one of the episodes, CeeLo makes an appearance.
Right.
And so I went back and I looked at CeeLo's CDs from when he was on the show, downloaded one of them sight unseen, hoping that it'd be akin to that which was available on the Brack Show, but of course the Brack Show stuff was written by those people, so...
Yeah, I got... I don't know if he's released a CD since then, but the last CD that I was aware of, and it was... I heard a lot of good things about it. It was alright. I kept two songs out of it, and the rest...
Which CD?
The one that had Fuck You on it.
CeeLo's The Lady Killer.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it had a couple good songs, but otherwise I wasn't doing
it. It really was just Fuck You.
Yeah, most of it just sits on my computer. It was Fuck You and Bright Lights, Big City.
I like the song
Oh, I know that
Georgia.
One.
Yeah.
I don't remember
Bright Lights,
one.
Big City is pretty cool, too. Yeah, I like that one. And
I also like the music video, both music videos that came out for Fuck You. I like the typography one that was generated first.
Yeah. Well, that started like that whole
the
like habit trend. Now. Like pretty much most songs will release a lyric video before their normal video.
I haven't seen that for anything else, but then again,
I've seen it for a lot of bands because they'll still spend like, you know, the solid amount of time putting out a really nice video.
Yeah.
But they can do a lyric video like in a couple hours.
Right, they could just pay somebody to do it and they'll come up with something.
Yeah.
It's cheap and it's quick.
It's a way to get their song out on their own account, like right away.
Yeah.
It's also a good way to get it into people's heads.
Yeah.
If they actually know what it is they're singing.
Well, no, because I mean, either way, the song is going to get on YouTube. But the thing is if they don't put it out themselves, all of those views are going to go to a different account and they don't want that.
True.
Yeah, they want to have their own pull. But what would be interesting, I would want to see a typography version of Gangnam Style. see what
I don't know about you. I can't read Korean. I don't understand what's happening.
That's actually one thing that would make it kind of interesting just to kind of see it play out. But at the same time, my parents watch it and they think it's hilarious as well. And my mom sent me an email today of a link of the translated version of the song.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was just reading that recently myself, and some of the lyrics don't really make a whole lot of sense, but some of them it's kind of cool.
It's a lot of it's literally translated, so it doesn't really
turns out the whole
yeah.
thing.
Turns well, out one the of whole my, thing one is seething anti-American speaks Korean.
Wow.
Oh, cool. So
one of my coworkers speaks Korean, and she has no idea what he's saying at any time.
So she's a liar.
She's just been telling you that she speaks Korean.
That's what I told her.
She's a spy. That's all.
Really, she's just been listing things off of a Korean food menu, fooling you all.
She called you a banana split.
Is there more than one Korean dialect, though?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I know Chinese has a couple different iterations.
Well, I mean, just think about English. English in America alone has a shit ton of different, like...
America!
Regional dialects.
Yeah.
Regional dialects,
Some of them harder to understand than others.
How is everything to drink Coke?
We're looking at you, Louisiana.
Yeah, we're looking at you, the South.
I have no idea what the hell you're saying. Fixing to
and
get
Boston.
Gone?
Boston is pretty hard.
Boston?
Yeah, Boston has its moments.
Boston's like, it has its comical edge to it. Southern.
It does, but they're still really hard to understand at times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Though I feel like that's one of the ones where I can just figure it out because there are key vowels, I guess, that really hit it hard. So it's just like, okay, just, you know, shorten that sound and you'll get it. Have a yard.
Pack the car in the car pack.
Yeah.
What are you, retarded?
So how about, Molly, what are you watching?
Well, I just finished Game of Thrones a while ago.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I am currently watching On the Down Low, Downton Abbey. That's my current show.
That's on Netflix now.
Now, and by watching it, I mean streaming in a BBC feed of the current season.
Wow. That sounds cool.
Because it airs over in England 6 months before it airs over on PBS in America, and I don't have that kind of patience.
So what are you watching, like, via Netflix?
Via streaming?
Yeah.
Currently, really, I mean, I just finished up Game of Thrones, and I kind of timed that up right when the new seasons of everything were starting on, like, normal television. So I'm actually not currently really watching anything on streaming video. Oh. Someone did give me their HBO Go login, though, so I do have that to watch Boardwalk.
Oh,
that,
nice.
That would be nice. I wish that HBO just sold a streaming account.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be
nice. I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to keep it. They don't want everyone to have it. That's why. That's the whole point.
But I would pay for it.
If they wanted everybody to have it, they'd be on cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll hand you monies.
Yeah. That's the point of all of this.
Shut up and take my
<That's>
money.
Pretty much.
So, Matt, what about you? What are you watching? What are you listening to? What am I doing?
I finally got around to finishing up Breaking Bad on, or the at least the ones that are on Netflix.
Right.
The first four seasons.
Ah, yeah.
Very enjoyable. As right now, I am pretty much wrapped up in the unbelievably addicting Red and Green Arrow comparison engine known as Borderlands 2.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
A lot of that going on. It's kind of just like a button wired directly into the achievement section of your brain. It's just like, I'm accomplishing things.
I'm getting shit done.
Endlessly.
No, I mean, is that...
I really am just a chimp. Chimp with a button.
Being somebody who is out of the video game world, is that primarily online or
A lot of
player?
People play it online. I am an antisocial shut-in.
Okay.
So I'm just playing. Really, I just don't feel like paying for Xbox Live right now. So I've just been playing on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so far so good. Although I found as I get older, and I realize that this is a good thing, but it still feels weird. As I get older, I cannot play video games for hours anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
At a certain point, like I remember when I was, you know, whatever, 12, 13, whenever Final Fantasy VII was in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a while ago.
It was. I'm a very
just date all of us.
I'm a very old man.
Yeah, right.
But the day that I beat the game, I played for I think 14 hours straight. I am Yeah, no, it was
like I'm thinking
that's
about
just
that in
adult
hours.
Exhausting to think about.
That's
what I mean. Like in kid hours, that's nothing.
No, it was. You know, I had snacks. I had pop. I was set. My friend Devin had played it before me and had told me about the final boss and how it's very difficult and I would probably have trouble. And I got to that point and I'm like, well, I know I'm not going to beat it, but I'm going to go in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in and I end up beating the boss. It's like, oh, awesome. However, I wasn't expecting to beat the boss, and so I really had to pee.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you guys or any of the listeners have beat Final Fantasy VII. After the final boss, there is a 30-minute video that is neither pausable nor skippable. And you cannot rewatch it again without beating the boss again.
Oh, man.
And although I did beat it, I just barely eked by. It was It was kind of touch and go for a while, though.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here watching the video, doing a little bit of a potty dance for a half hour. I'm like, I'm not going to do it again. Got to watch this. Got to watch this. Got
to
pay attention.
It's the kill screen. Come on.
Oh, God.
14 hours leading up to this. Don't fail me now, Bladder. Yeah.
And at this point, it gets to be, you know, right around the hour mark. It's like, I'm bored. I'm going to go do something else. I'm sick of shooting things in the face.
You can only do so much of that.
I'm so old. What's happened to me?
But do you play Skyrim?
I did play Skyrim. I didn't have as much of that problem with Skyrim. I could get at least a few hours in.
Uh-huh.
But even, like, my game after that was Diablo 3, and that was the same thing. It was hour at a time, and I was done.
Wow.
It's so weird. I can play video games for an hour at a time. I have a job. I'm wearing a tie. What has happened to me? 13-year-old me
would
be ashamed.
That's the thing. It's 13-year-old you didn't really have as many opportunities or things that you were capable of doing.
Let's just face the facts. 13-year-old me was a moron.
No, 13-year-old you, it's like it's video games and school, and right now I'm not in school, so therefore video games.
Listen, 13-year-old me, I have a girlfriend, a car, and some money. You shut up.
Just call 13-year-old me up. Just get, what was it called? It's a prank time phone.
Oh, yeah. From South Park.
South Park, yeah. Oh, that was weird. So it's
what were you saying, Molly?
Oh, I was saying, let's just be real. 13-year-old, all of us were idiots. Everyone
also,
is an idiot at 13.
Also, current 13-year-olds. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what grade is 13? I can never remember that math.
Seventh.
Seventh?
Is it? Seventh or eighth?
Seventh.
Oh.
Seventh to eighth.
Yeah. Because.
Yeah, that's when I started not doing homework anymore.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I think it's safe to say, if I don't know about your current demographic, but if there are any 13-year-olds out there listening, shut up. You don't know anything. Shut up.
We're officially those people that we can yell at you and now going, hey, you little whippersnapper.
Get off my yard.
You're not old enough to have an opinion.
And yet
you
they
may
all
feel
have
like you're old, but
everything.
You're not.
Meanwhile, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, hey, 26-year-olds, shut up. You don't know anything.
It goes on and on, like nesting dolls, the shutting up to the younger generations.
Into the spirits of our ancestors.
But then it does meet a fixed point where they just kind of give up. Like, there is a certain age and below where it's just like, no, just fuck it, go.
I think there's also a point where you start to get a realization of, well, when I was 20, I thought I was stupid when I was 10. When I was 30, I thought I was stupid when I was 20. Crap, that means I'm stupid now.
I'm still stupid. I'm not doing anything.
I will never not be stupid.
Well, you know, realizing that, I think, is very important in itself toward making progress toward, you know, maybe being less stupid in the
possibly
future.
Possibly being less stupid.
Let's learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
Nah, people change for about a week.
That sounds like a lot of work. I think I'm just going to keep on wrecking stuff.
Yeah, I'm already sitting down. So I do have a piece of news. And it's...
Oh, but before we move on, I just wanted to I wanted to make an honorable mention while we're on the topic of 30-year-old versus 12-year-old self. There is a video out there. I forget what it's called, but it's a conversation between a guy who is 30, and he's having a conversation with his 12-year-old self.
That video
it's
is
like,
fantastic.
It's a video of him when he's 12
fantastic.
And a video of him when he's 30, and they're side by side, and they're talking to each other, and it's so awesome.
He has so much contempt for his 12-year-old self. It's great.
Yeah.
He's like, you're just an idiot. Shut up. Just shut up.
Is the dog still alive? No, the dog's dead. Are all of your questions going to be about pets? Let me save you some time. They're all dead.
They're all dead.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that was a good video. I enjoyed
fantastic
that
fantastic video. Look it up. I don't remember what it's called, but yes.
Yes. So this is about Amazon Prime, which no one really talks about because no one really has.
I do it. I have it.
You have Amazon Prime?
My mother has it.
You and me both. Realistically, the benefit you get out of it is slightly cheaper shipping and access to a so-so library of videos.
Well, I'm all about the free two-day shipping.
Yeah, that is helpful.
I do love so-so videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's win-win for everyone. But they just recently got through a deal with Epix, the production company that provides a lot of content to Netflix. It basically, like, if it's Lionsgate, MGM, Paramount, a lot of stuff that's coming through there that's available on Netflix is now available on Amazon Prime. That's old news. But they did a little bit of focus into the deal itself. And Epix gets, like, a flat rate for a 3-year contract with Amazon Prime to be able to broadcast a lot of their movies. Plus, on top of that, they get a pay-per-performance bonus. So basically, if Amazon Prime picks up a certain number of viewers, subscribers over a span of time, then Epix gets a bonus. So it's like they paid the same amount as Netflix, but then Epix could get more money from them if they draw a bigger audience. So a lot of people are calling this the second generation of streaming negotiation, where at first it was just like, okay, we won't be able to dictate how many viewers we have, so we're just going to have to flat rate this thing and just give you what we think is fair, or at least what's based on our past projections, because we don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
And so with this, now it's flat rate, plus if we do well, we'll give you more money, so here's incentive for you as a production company to give us great content so that we get more viewers.
I like that better. I like the latter better.
That is a good plan.
That means better content for us, the consumers.
But it does mean it's likely that prices will increase simultaneously, because obviously that money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And all these companies are publicly traded companies, so they wouldn't be able to convince their investors to say, hey, so we're going to take a big hit for a while, but then we'll get more viewers.
Right. Well, you know,
because, I mean, all the content that's going on there is time-tested content. It's, okay, here's how this did in the box office. Here's how this did in Nielsen family ratings and all of that stuff. So if these companies can't make money off of it, then they know to kill it, or at least, you know, depending on price.
Right.
Because there is that fantastic collection of C-class and D-class movies on Netflix right now. And, like, content on Hulu, movies, they have nothing. And Amazon Prime, they don't really have much either right now.
Yeah, Netflix does have that sort of subclass as you get into the 20s as far as their pages.
Right.
Where it's like, we've got a lot of good movies up front, and then we've got this back section for people who will, let's be honest, watch just about anything. It's like, here's the section of things to make noise while you go to sleep.
Basically, or if you want to make a Mystery Science Theater 3000 with your friends, here's a fantastic library for you.
Or you can just watch Mystery Science Theater 3000.
But it's
also an option.
Also an option, but I really wish they would put more of the collection up there, because I have burned through everything on there, and some of those are difficult to watch twice.
Yeah.
They're that bad.
Some of them are difficult to watch once.
Yeah, I was like, it's hard enough getting through once.
What's the name of the one that was made in Canada that I like so much?
Oh my God. And
we watched
we're
it.
Quoting
we watched
so
it.
Many times. It wasn't Soul Taker.
Soul Taker's amazing, though.
No, that is a good one. It's the other one. It's the one with the human sacrifice or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the annoying kid who looks up and he goes,
Yeah, you just listed like half of the Mystery Science Theater 3000 movies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They do like to pick on the annoying kids.
Human sacrifice, kid.
I think it's like the final sacrifice or something.
Yeah,
it's the final sacrifice.
Yep. Yes!
That's the one.
It's the final sacrifice.
Stab.
Have you seen
Dead.
One of my favorite that isn't on the Netflix, but the Netflix? Am I my grandma?
The Netflix.
On that Facebook.
God, I am old. Mitchell. Have you seen Mitchell?
No.
Mitchell is one of the greats. They spend pretty much the entire time mocking the star, Joe Don Baker. And apparently, once he found out about it, was furious. Got really mad about it, and so they covered another Joe Don Baker movie later and just did it even harder.
Isn't one of the other, because that sounds like a familiar name, so is there one of his on there on Netflix right now?
I
Because there are a couple of them where there's like a focal actor that they just pick on the entire time.
No, they love to pick on Joe Dunmaker.
What was the name of the guy in The Final Sacrifice? The guy, it was, they sang his name over and over and over again. I can't think of it, and it's hilarious. We couldn't stop doing that either.
He was like the Canadian lumberjack Walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah. He was Canadian Chuck Norris.
We need to watch this again.
It's two syllables. That's all I remember. It's just kind of, it's sing song. It's da da da.
Oh
yeah, yeah. You can kind of tell what it was, but you can't.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I can almost hear them mocking the terrible music in that movie now.
Because it's just Tom Servo making that song, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But as fun as it is to regress to Mystery Science Theater 3000, I think it's just about time for us to switch into movie bluff.
But before we do, I would like to remind our listeners that you can hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You know, for that
ad, little extra thing at the end there. I don't know if I'm going to keep that.
It's so tempting just to like go in keep that. While I'm editing and put in the background.
Any one of the Herb Alpert and the... Brass. I mean, any one of those tracks will be perfect.
Just put that in the background, just to spice it up a little bit.
Could you do the?
I vote Benny Hill music.
But then the rest of us would have to run around the room and in and out of the doors.
Remember, the laws of physics.
Visual podcast.
Just hear footsteps stomping around.
Footsteps and things being knocked over.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Throw in some like cats hitting the garbage cans. And
But it'd have to be like the Monty Python cat sounds.
Oh, exactly.
I think it's time you guys invested in a soundboard with just sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so for that.
I imagine we could do that on an iPad.
We could do that. We could totally do that.
And the iPhone has it, but I mean, that's how we have Molly here, so.
I expect that for the next time that I'm on the podcast is a soundboard that I can poke at random.
Well, speaking of...
there's got to be an app for that.
Oh, there are tons of them.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the last time that you were on the show, for Movie Bluff, we have a couple new rules. Want to make sure that you know about them. Do you know about the trilogy rule?
I do know about the trilogy rule.
Let's see.
I don't.
You don't. Hey, Molly, so...
Hey.
You know how we bring up so many trilogies in this game and we just bounce around in them?
Yeah.
Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now what happens is if anyone mentions a movie within a series or trilogy, then any other movie within that series or trilogy is not allowed for three movies. So three other movies have to be listed and then you can bring it back.
Okay.
So you couldn't say Empire Strikes Back, Robot Chicken... something else, and then go back into New Hope or Return of the Jedi. You'd have to do one more movie.
Okay.
Other than that, a reminder that TV shows count, because that always seems to slip everyone's mind. And then I'm thinking that we're going to bring back the head-to-head timer, where once it's down to two people, every time that it's your turn to answer, you have about 45 seconds, just so that speeds up a little bit. Gets kind of long otherwise because people are just kind of sitting there and they don't know, but they're hoping for a miracle.
Trying to think of Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, every time.
Every time.
Why is it always Daniel Day-Lewis?
And so with this, on Facebook, I put out a feeler to see who would respond and said, hey, what should we start off with for Movie Bluff? And James Wheeler, who was on the show last week, actually said that we should start with The Princess Bride. And I think there are enough people in that movie where we can do a Princess Bride theme. So somebody who is involved with Princess Bride, or we can go a little bit more abstract than that. So with that...
Oh, my God.
Molly, do you remember The Princess Bride?
I just watched it recently.
Then that might help. Because I'm going to start with Billy Crystal movie.
Ooh.
To you, Molly.
Ooh, Billy Crystal. Okay, so I either name a movie, TV show, or something else.
Movie or TV show. Those are your options for a movie.
Oh, for actor. Okay. Yeah. Billy Crystal.
By the way, you just finished your grain belt, and it was very delicious.
Oh, thank you. When Harry Met Sally.
And then you lock your answer in with either movie or cast.
Movie.
So it's another Billy Crystal movie to Matt.
Billy Crystal, the hell with it, Saturday Night Live.
And then?
Cast.
Cast of Saturday Night Live.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Okay. Let's go with, Steve Martin movie.
Steve Martin movie. The Three Amigos cast.
Yeah.
That's to me?
To you, Molly. Yes, you are after me at this point.
Okay. Martin Short, right?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
It's so instinctful.
And then I'm going to go with, I'll just go cast.
So somebody else from Three Amigos.
Well, the obvious one, Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Movie.
Chevy Chase, let's see.
I know what you should do.
I know what he should do.
Which one do I want to do, though?
I have no idea what he should do.
I can impose my optimism.
I think I'll just say Community. Cast.
That was the right answer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to go with LeVar Burton movie.
Oh, damn.
LeVar Burton?
Yes. There are two very distinct answers for this.
Oh, fuck.
Well, technically they're more, but you know, the movies.
Well, yeah. It could be movie or TV, right?
Right.
Wait, wasn't he reading Rainbow Guy?
We are playing against you, so we can't verify any answers.
I'm going to say yes, reading Rainbow.
And then?
I'm going to go with cast.
Challenge. Name somebody else from reading Rainbow.
Oh, it would have to be from Reading Rainbow then?
Yes.
Okay, oh, not from the other one. Okay, then the other one.
Unfortunately,
I thought it went back to Community.
No, it was, you just answered Reading, wait. No, you said Reading Rainbow cast, so you called upon Matt to say somebody from the cast of Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
If you said movie, then Matt would have listed somebody else from the LeVar Burton universe. So unfortunately, you're out for this point. So Matt, it's to you. I believe then it would go back to LeVar Burton movie.
Back to LeVar Burton. Star Trek. The Next Generation.
And you have to lock it in with movie or cast.
Cast.
You're kidding, right? Let's say Patrick Stewart movie.
Family Guy. No. I mean, it's going to go the same way, I guess. Oh, no.
No.
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Ooh.
Cast.
Good pull.
And so, Matt, it's you.
From now on, all the toilets in the land shall be known as
John's.
John's.
Cary Elwes in going back to the theme.
Yeah. And then?
movie.
Okay. Saw movie.
Oh, that was perfect.
There we go.
That was better.
Now the kids at home can hear it.
That's better. I'm going to say Psych. And I'm going to say movie as well. No. Because obviously he was on a fishing show, too.
I've unleashed a monster.
Keep going.
So it's another Carrie movie to you.
What? Oh, this is a new rule. I'm unaware of this.
What? She's out, so it's to you.
What? Psych? What?
I said Psych.
What is
movie?
Psych
the TV show.
Oh, Psych.
Sorry, Psych the TV show. I said movie, so it's another Carrie movie.
I got it. Carrie Elwes. I thought he said cast.
No, you said movie. He said
movie. Carrie Elwes movie.
My mistake. Okay, going back to Carrie Elwes.
So it's Elwes. I never remember how to pronounce his last name. So
you could probably also go with Elwes, but that's wrong.
I'm just going to keep saying it over and over until I remember.
Elwes. Elwes.
Okay. Oh, there you got it.
Well,
I'm going to challenge.
Another Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Princess Bride.
We can go back to that one.
I didn't actually... We didn't start with that. We started with Billy Crystal.
Son of a bitch.
Son of beach.
That's fun.
So, so with that, it's the Princess Bride cast. Just to open it up for you, since I mean, I guess Sweet. We're just kind of killing it with this round. We've got a lot in here anyway.
Okay, so Andre the Giant cast.
Okay, so I don't know how she's credited on IMDb, but I'm going to say Robin Wright Penn. Movie.
Robin Wright Penn.
I don't know if she's Robin Penn. Or if they got divorced and she's Robin Wright again, but for a while she was Robin Wright Penn.
She's currently Robin Wright.
Okay, she's back to Robin Wright.
So, did she play the princess?
Yes.
Okay.
Princess Buttercup.
Buttercup.
There is a good answer for this.
Face. Yeah, I remember her now vividly enough. But I don't have a good answer for this. So I'm going to respectfully bow out. But, you know, if you can tell me what your good answer is.
She was Jenny Forrest Gump.
Jenny.
Oh, that was her.
That was her.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Didn't put that one together.
Gave birth to Haley Joel Osment in the movie.
I think Princess Bride was pre-Penn, I think.
Yeah, I mean, same person.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay, so I got that point. Molly,
Princess Bride was 1987. Forrest Gump was...
No, when did she get married to Sean Penn?
Oh, it looks like 97.
Hmm. There we go.
Yeah. So, Molly, you were the first person out, so you start with a movie or TV show that we would consider a softball that we could start the round upon, and it goes to me this time. So you will be following Matt, since you...
Okay.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
And then, well, I guess technically it's cast.
30 Rock, cast,
technically
yeah.
It's cast. I'd just like to... Make sure that people lock stuff in.
It could be another movie featuring 30 Rockefeller Center.
True. True. I can think of multiple. It was just on an episode of The Simpsons. I will say Alec Baldwin movie.
And I will say The Usual Suspects cast.
Kevin Spacey cast.
Okay, now that he's locked in his answer, what? Who did he play in?
He was,
you know,
the one who really got into his police lineup line.
No, no, no. That was his brother. That was Stephen Baldwin.
Well,
Baldwin.
I got away with it.
There's
didn't
like
I?
Eight did. Baldwins, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing. I was
including
just like,
Adam Baldwin, who is not one of the Baldwins.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I wanted to make sure. So yes. you said Kevin Spacey movie?
I said Kevin Spacey cast.
Kevin Spacey cast. So somebody else from Usual Suspects for you, Molly.
Yeah, I don't know that movie.
That's a good one. Oh, my God. Ooh, I just got mine.
Yeah, I'm bow out. I don't know that movie. I don't actually know if I've ever seen it.
Blasphemy.
I know,
watch
right?
it right now.
It is a good one. Okay, so I will go with... I don't know if it's Pete or Peter. I'm just going to call him by the name that I would call him if I was his friend, if he was still alive. Pete Postlethwaite. And I will say cast as well. Adam.
I do love me a good Pete Postlethwaite.
Man.
I just love the name. I wanted to get that one out there and out of the way.
Which movie are we on? Sorry.
We're still on Usual Suspects.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Keeping it going.
Okay. Damn.
And we've already listed Alec Baldwin, Kevin Spacey, and Pete Postlethwaite.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, of course. Okay. Benicio del Toro. And can I do cast again?
I can.
Yeah, let's do it. Cast.
Kevin Pollak. Cast.
Ah,
see how far we can go with this. How far down the list?
It's a pretty impressive cast.
Stephen Baldwin.
That's the other one that I wanted to take.
Boom.
Movie.
Oh, Stephen Baldwin movie, eh? Now I've got my Baldwins all
as he starts listing all of Alec Baldwin's movies.
You didn't. Oh, you could have done the trumpet with the.
I could
that would have been good.
I could have, but I'm. I'm.
You're thinking
out.
At the same time.
This is how I feel about responding to this question right now. That was just broken glass.
I don't understand what happened.
It was.
I don't know what happened.
I wasn't sure if it was like a grind.
It sounded like putting money into a piggy bank.
Yeah, like shaking the piggy bank.
No. It sort of did.
So as you delay trying to think of Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin. He was in movies and stuff for a time.
Plural.
And
I'm trying to map this out in my head where this is going to go.
Crap. Okay. Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm blanking on it. So I'm going to call your bluff and say that you can't name a Stephen Baldwin movie.
Biodome.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're and I was count that as a movie. I mean,
actually, I have a fantastic credit for this one, so I'm going to say Biodome cast.
Train wreck.
It was a bomb.
It was like a sliding into third.
Yeah, more just dust.
It's gravel road.
Driving down a dirt road. Yeah.
So Biodome cast.
Pauly Shore movie.
Jury Duty cast.
Classic.
The punchline that is Pauly Shore's career.
Well, more so the reattempt that what he had, whatever show that he did, like as a reality show for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, with him running the comedy club?
Yeah.
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 And now he's trying to do his stand-up again. But he was on Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy. challenge.
Okay, I have to think of her name. So it'll take a second, but it's the chick from Wayne's World.
I will say many times while playing this game, I'm ashamed for not knowing the answer. In this case, I'm proud. Proud of not knowing the Pauly Shore movie.
Godspeed.
It was that or go with Son-in-Law, But I couldn't think of the dad's name off the top of my head. I know that he's notable, but not notable enough for me to remember who he is. And, okay, trying to... God, I just saw her name recently. What is it? And I went out on a limb on this one because I thought you might know it.
Never assume anyone knows anything about Pauly Shore.
Well,
including Pauly Shore.
But it was the hot chick who was in the movie that like made people actually go see it because it was like his last pseudo successful movie that I can recall. Okay, so I know this isn't the right name, but I'm going to throw something out there because it's close enough. I'm going to say Taya Leone. But what is the real name?
Oh, you're so close. You are so close.
Okay, Molly.
What do you got?
What was it?
It is like Tia, like career.
Carrera. Yeah.
Carrera. I knew I had the first name right, but I just couldn't remember her last name.
Yeah,
the girl from Wayne's World.
She just came up on a podcast recently.
Which one?
So, I think it was Nerdist.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we were talking about her on there.
Because she had that pseudo Lara Croft TV show thing where she was a sexy archaeologist.
Yeah, Relic Hunter.
Relic Hunter.
Jeez.
I'm happy that I don't have live TV anymore, so I don't know as much. But still. So, Matt, you got the point on this one. And Molly, I believe you were the first one out again, so you start, but it goes to Matt this time, and you follow me.
Aw, man. Big Bang Theory cast.
Johnny Galecki. Movie.
Which one is Johnny Galecki?
He's the one that's nerdy.
Yeah, it's the nerdy one, Adam.
He is.
I can't ask for that.
He
it's
is
in
Leonard.
The rules of the game. Okay, he's Leonard. Okay. Ah, cripes.
This is so easy.
I don't know what else he's
think
been
you're
in.
So smart.
So easy.
I don't even watch the show that much, and I think I know.
I don't know what else he's been in. So, I have to bow out.
Okay.
Can I give a hint?
No,
can I give a hint?
No, you're playing against him. You're trying to get a point, you know?
I know, but God damn it.
Okay.
God damn it,
well,
indeed.
It's on Dan now, so.
Yeah, and
you may still have the chance.
I may... Yes.
Adam has a point.
Most likely. So to confirm, because I had my headphones off for a second, I wasn't able to hear Molly. It was Big Bang Theory.
Johnny Galecki.
Johnny Galecki.
Yeah.
And that's Leonard.
Correct.
Apparently. Yeah. And I obviously don't know the show very well, but you said movie or cast? I'm sorry.
Movie.
Okay. So then I would say the Muppets, as in the new one, and then say cast, if I'm thinking of the right person.
He was in the new Muppets?
I don't even know if I'm thinking of the right person.
I don't think
Leonard from...
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. It's... I mean, realistically, it's on you to either call my bluff or go with it. So if you have a decision one way or the other...
Fine, I'll just run with it and say Jason Segel...
And then lock it in with.
And then lock it in with. I'm going to go with cast.
So another one from the Muppets. And before you do, was I thinking of the right person? I have no idea.
No, you were not.
So
no, you were not.
Who's which one's Leonard?
Leonard is the short one with glasses. You are thinking
the tall
of
one. Another guy.
I can't remember his real name. His character's name is Sheldon, but I can't remember his real name.
Oh, Sheldon.
Jim Parsons, that's the one.
Yeah, Jim Parsons.
I just went for it and
Johnny
lucked out.
Johnny Galecki was the one who used to be on Roseanne.
That's right.
Over half the cast has been on Roseanne.
Yeah, but he was a main character. Well, somewhat main character.
Well, so was Sheldon's mom. So was Leonard. One of Johnny Galecki's girlfriends was technically his sister on Roseanne. There's a lot of people that have connections to Roseanne on that show.
Yeah. Well, that's weird, but now but it's yeah, the Muppets, it's...
Jason Segel cast or movie?
Yeah, she said cast, so Muppets cast.
Okay.
We could work off any of those cameos. Lots of good ones. Just a few, you know.
I'll go with Chris Cooper.
Ooh.
Movie.
Yes. October Sky cast.
Evil laugh.
Evil coal miner laugh.
The movie?
Yes.
Tobey Maguire movie.
Spider-Man cast. First one.
Dylan Defoe. for those playing at home, it's Willem Dafoe. Movie.
Fuck. Boondock Saints. And then we'll just go, wait, do we have to go cast after Boondock
Saints?
No,
no, you could do...
I can do another Willem. I'm just going to do a movie then.
Okay.
I wish I was back in.
Sound effects.
I'm ready. Say something funny.
No.
Goo goo ka-choo.
There you go.
No.
Let's see. Willem Dafoe. Antichrist. Movie.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Cast. That one worked.
Papa Mill fucking Murray.
And then you gotta lock it in.
Movie.
Moonrise Kingdom cast.
Ooh, I liked that one.
It was good.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's fantastic. Go check,
I've heard
check
such
it
good
out.
Things.
Go watch that after you finish Usual Suspects.
Okay. All
right. I will go with Edward Norton movie.
Fight Club movie. Oh, I should have picked a different one. Can I change my answer?
No, you locked it in.
Damn it.
Keeping the Faith cast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I know this, but I know I won't think of it in time, so I will challenge you as my basically getting knocked out of this round.
Go with Ben Stiller. Movie.
So
is it on me then?
It's Ben Stiller movie to you.
It's
time to the guests.
Meet the Fockers movie.
Zoolander movie.
I mean,
something. So another Ben Stiller movie?
Correct.
Night at the Museum cast.
I know.
Steve Coogan movie.
Ooh. Couple good answers there.
I'm going to have to challenge you because I don't know who that is.
I actually know this one. I haven't seen it.
Alan Partridge. It was a TV show.
Oh, I was going to go with The Trip or Hamlet 2.
Hamlet 2 was pretty good.
Still haven't seen that one, but I haven't gotten around to it, and it's not really available anywhere either. You can borrow it. Oh, cool. Producer Katie has it, so I guess I get to borrow it.
Hooray.
So with that, Matt, you just got another point, and I think this is the perfect time for us. Aptly timed, because I think this is the perfect time for us to wrap up.
Rousing round of applause from the studio audience.
Yeah. So, Matt, do you have anything that you know of that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want to plug? Anything that either you're participating in or something you know about that you're attending that other people should know about?
I have something in common with you, hopefully. Planning on going to the Pete Holmes show on Sunday.
Got tickets. Got tickets. Cedar Cultural Center.
Yes, sir.
It's doors open at 7, and I'm going to be there slightly early so that reasonable seats can be had, much like Greg Proops.
Right.
That was a great show.
Proops.
That was
is a fantastic Greg show. Proops related to Imogen Poots?
No, I think... Yeah,
nice try.
We've made that joke before.
It was weak, Adam.
Anything else, or is that the horizon essentially?
That's about all I got going on.
And then, are you on Twitter? I never remember.
No.
All right. No. So, Molly, how about you? Do you have anything that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want to plug for people who are in New York City?
Well, here in New York City this weekend, we
New
have
York
the
City.
New York Comic Con going on, where if you are a nerd and are in the area, you are probably going anyway.
I am half of those things.
But yeah, that's the big thing going on here this weekend. I have friends coming into town, and it's going to be a good time.
Sweet.
It's apparently getting close to the size of San Diego, and I've talked to people that said that they actually prefer it to San Diego because it's more comics and less TV movies.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can see that. I wonder if it's as crowded as San Diego Comic-Con.
Well,
it's big.
Still, so.
Yeah.
It's still pretty big. I mean, the conference center here is huge. I do think that comics probably get more space here now than they do in San Diego.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting.
And then I know
Hollywood
you're on
hasn't taken over here.
And then, Molly, I know you're on Twitter, so if you want to plug that.
Oh, I sure am. I'm at Garzoinks, GARZOINKS. I tweet often, and I tweet funny things, so you should follow me.
Perfect plug.
Nice.
Adam, how about you?
Well, is there anything?
And silence.
Not much going on for a little while. In a few weeks, Madness is coming back, hosted by the Unit Collective. It's Tuesday, October... crap. It's 23rd.
I love finger calendars. Yes. That's the best thing.
Yep. I had to... It's actually an app on my phone. Just behind my phone. That's going to be awesome. I mean, I've mentioned it before when it was going on last spring. It takes place at the Playwrights Center up on Franklin. And it's really awesome. All the playwrights write a play. Actually, Katie's going to be writing one of the plays for this month. So it's
cool.
Awesome. They write a little 10-minute play. They hand the actors to... They hand the scripts to the actors. They rehearse for like a half hour and then put the show on script in hand the same night. So it's like a shot of theater.
Bam!
And so it's really fun.
He's busy with the sound effects. He can't.
Some
do that.
Really amazing stuff comes out of it, and it's pretty fantastic. So yeah, check it out in a couple weeks.
Check it out.
And you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN.
His name.
That's true. And you can also find out what I've been listening to lately on Last.fm. My handle there is @adman7. So, Dan, what do you got?
Well, I was also going to plug Pete Holmes, but I do know that there is a good number of people coming through Acme coming up that are worth watching. I know Doug Benson is doing a show on the 20th, and it's one of his 420 shows, so that's always fun to go in and either catch his stand-up or Doug Loves Movies taping, so either way it'd be fun. And Arj Barker's going to be there, Bill Dwyer is going to be there. Oh, actually, one thing I just found out about is Steve Byrne, who has that show on... Is it like TBS or something?
Oh, does he?
It's one where he's partnered up with the dad from the Wonder Years.
Okay.
And they're running a bar.
I'm unfamiliar. I don't know anything about him past stand-up.
I can't remember what it is. Producer Katie, if you wouldn't mind rapidly typing. I know he's going to be at the Steve Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E.
And while we do that, random animal sound effects.
Well, I was going to say it's Steve Byrne. His TV show that he's on, I don't remember. Sullivan and Son? Sullivan and Son. What network is that on? I never remember. It's not basic. It's basic cable. It's not broadcast. Whatever it is. TBS. I was right. So Steve Byrne's going to be at the Mall of America Comedy Club this weekend. And, you know, he's really funny. And he also has a TV...
That was just creepy.
As the creepy small child will attest.
That's Angels Take Manhattan laugh creepy.
Yes. Holy crap.
So there's that. And you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. W-H-E-L-A-N. And that's all I have. So thank you, Molly and Matt, for being on episode 55. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Woo-hoo.
And we will see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yay.
Forced exit.
Yay. More applause.
Close enough.